If you're looking for 360-degree private or business banking solutions, National Bank of Arizona is a place to go. Founded 25 years ago in Tucson, the now 70 National Bank of Arizona branches are spotlighted for their premier reputation. Innovative financial solutions day in and day out in over 50 of our communities. Visit nbarizona.com to find a location nearest you. National Bank of Arizona, the only bank you need. Member FDIC. Welcome here to Circles of Change again. It's my pleasure. We've got three guest segments today, and I have in the studio with me Dave Lyons from National Bank of Arizona. Welcome on the show, Dave.
Thanks, Zora.
It's a real pleasure.
It's good to be here.
It's wonderful. In fact, as our listeners know, this isn't just an opportunity for me to interview another interesting individual, but also with tremendous gratitude, thank you and your colleagues for helping foot the bill for this great show. So thank you.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, we have a great, great time. Well, let me give an introduction before we start rolling on the questions. Dave Lyons, indeed, is National Bank of Arizona's Executive Vice President and Southern Regional President. He's responsible for the management of 11 branches here in the Southern region and oversees lending and portfolio management. He also serves on the Board of Directors, of course, of the bank, which is headquartered in Phoenix. David joined the bank over 16 years ago and has more than 25 years of total banking and real estate experience in Tucson. A graduate of the University of Arizona with a BS in finance and real estate, he's held various positions in the industry, including construction, brokerage, financing, and banking. David, it should be known, though, he's a native of Tucson, multiple family ties that date back generations. So to be part of that community, both figuratively and literally, indeed, is truly who he is. He's involved with the Pima County Advisory Council, Friends of Arizona Lacrosse, the Arizona Youth Lacrosse, and Tucson Conquistadors. In fact, he and his wife's priority, of course, always are with their three young sons, one in middle school, high school, and college. So with that, Dave, welcome again to the show.
Yeah, that keeps me busy.
Indeed, it does. You're a brave man to have three boys.
No, they're wonderful.
That's great. How blessed you are. Well, National Bank of Arizona, why would our listeners want to really understand this distinction vis-a-vis some of the other big banking organizations here in Tucson?
Well, National Bank is a little bit different in that it actually started in Tucson. The main office, the original office of National Bank was right there at 335 North Wilmont.
Which is where you are today. Yeah.
Which is where we are today, 25 plus years later. So the bank actually does have roots, was founded here in Tucson. In 94, we were bought by Zions Bank out of Salt Lake City, Utah, but maintain the same name but have the larger bank services that a top 25 bank in the United States has. So it's a great combination of a local bank that was started here along with all the products and services of a major bank. So.
And, you know, for those of us that have had the pleasure to be part of larger corporations that have divisions, it sounds like, though, that since they're up there in Utah, that you still maintain some of the kind of autonomy that allows you to put your personal flavor into your touch in the community.
It really is a separate bank. We have our own board of directors that's just in the state of Arizona. The one outside member is Harris Simmons, who's the chairman of Zions Bank Corp. But it is a local board, and we do run this bank differently than the banks that we're affiliated with in Zions Bank Corp. So it is nice to have the local bank, and that's why I've been there for 16 years.
But then on the flip side, of course, you have access to the learnings and the systems and the knowledge of being part of a larger consortium of banks through Zion.
Correct. It's really a great win-win for both of us. Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a community bank, that word, what might be that difference feeling when somebody walks into the front door of your bank as opposed to one of the bigger nationalized banks that has branches here in Tucson?
The real difference on a community bank is that we really are a part of the community, and the customers we really go after are the local Arizona-based companies. We don't have the ability to go national and work with companies like Ford or GM. We really do focus on the local companies and local ownership, and we like to know who we're lending to and to be able to go out and meet with the owners of businesses here locally. And that's probably the big difference between a community bank and a national mega bank. So.
And, of course, for here in Tucson, we have listeners here on our station today, of course, that are beyond Tucson, courtesy of the web. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. But to understand, you know, the lay of the land here in Tucson, we only have a couple major international or global corporations that are based here. And fundamentally, what the engine of our economy are the very clients that you serve.
Correct. It is really important that the local businesses do well in a community. And when they don't do well, we in turn suffer as well. And it's an unfortunate period we're in right now where, everybody's gone through the same suffering with the economy where it's at. And we've had layoffs just like everybody else has. And
watched our smaller business community having to contract. I believe at one time on the show I had one of the presidents of the local Chamber of Commerce. And when you realize that something like 85% of the members for here in Tucson or our chamber have less than 25 employees, that shows that connectedness and community that a bank like yours would be so vital to their growth.
That's correct. And it's very important that these small businesses do well. And I hope 2011 will be a better year than the last three. They've been very challenging years.
Very challenging. Of course, also for our listeners to know that this isn't just a bank that services small businesses, but you love the retail customers as well. I mean, you have 11 branches that touch out and are based within the different neighborhoods.
That is correct. We've got, in Tucson, we have 5 branches, and then we have branches in Benson and Sierra Vista, Bisbee, Sonoyta, and Marana. And all those branches are very important to what we do in the southeastern region of the bank.
Mm-hmm. One thing I know, the times I've had an opportunity to interact with your leadership team, of course, we had Leslie Pinter and Paolo Tomasini on the show at one time talking about their reach out through the women's leadership community, is how your employee base, so many of the employees have been with the bank a long time. So that kind of that building social capital right within your own community, meaning your employee base, that must be extremely powerful then in continuity in connecting with your customers.
It is, and it's exciting to watch employees like Leslie, who started out in one position and has been promoted several times and has been with the bank 12 or 13 years. And it's neat to watch somebody grow personally and then also get involved in the community and give back sort of what she has learned over the last 12 or 13 years. And it's really neat to watch and gratifying as a fellow employee.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's take it up a notch and recognize that the whole financial services industry is really in a major transition point, not just because of the difficulty in the economy, but also the idea that financial services is really extending. It's more than just your checkbook. It could be understanding how could estate planning fit in what I need, or I'm sure as you satisfy working with your smaller businesses, other nuances they need to service. So how have you shifted the services and focus of the bank in the years you've been in a leadership role, Dave?
It's kind of a combination. Instead of just providing the initial service, everybody needs a checking account. And you really need to have a relationship with your customers and get to know the individuals and anticipate with their growing business what other products and services the bank may have that would help them either, number one, cut costs, or two, get a broader reach at a less expensive alternative to what they have currently. And banks are coming up constantly with new products like check imaging, where they can actually sit at their desk and run checks through it without having to bring the deposit into the bank. And there are products that continue to come out that really do make small business banking, a little more user-friendly for smaller businesses. And those are the products and services that we try to have and provide to help small business succeed.
So the source of your ideas, are they coming from the Zion affiliation, or you're watching general industry trends, or even your customers themselves speaking up and saying, gee, wouldn't it be nice if?
It's probably a combination of all three. We do listen to our customers. The check imaging was a product that Zions Bank did develop with the check imaging product that is now licensed to quite a few larger banks. The customers really are the best source of information and what they need, and then we either have the product or go find that product that they so desperately need.
The idea of full service, one-stop shopping, I'll call it. I look at my own situation of having started a business 3 years ago and linking up with financial planning organization. And one of the most powerful things that they've done for me is not just deal with my financial planning issues, but, oh, by the way, do you have someone to recommend that could help me with my LLC filings or with my insurance coverage for the business? So the fact that you folks sit in this kind of this epicenter, that not just the services you provide, but the network of other people you can refer people to?
The networking is very important. And trying to refer business not only from our customers, but to other customers that we know and trust that we'll do a good job. And that's really what we try to provide is
so
the means in which
so you're saying connecting your own customers to customer base.
Correct.
Wonderful.
And it's a little more challenging with today's environment where you have to maintain a level of secrecy, but also recommending. And maybe you don't recommend one individual, but you recommend three and let the customers interview those people and see if they feel the same way that you do.
Boy, that is a real compelling advantage that a community-based bank has over one of the larger banks.
Thank you, Zara.
Comes right down to that relationship element.
Every time. It really does come down to just knowing your customers and having a relationship, whether it's with us or another community bank. You really need to understand your customers and communicate with them, and that's very important.
I think the other thing you're saying, though, this isn't about giving and taking. It's about giving and giving.
Correct. Well, we're both in business together. I mean, obviously, the bank is trying to make money, but at the same time, if everybody is doing well, then if our business is prospering and our customers are, then it's a win-win for everybody.
You betcha. That's a great foundation. For those of you who just turned in, we're speaking with David Lyons, who's the executive vice president, for National Bank of Arizona, who are wonderful sponsors of our radio show. So I'm grateful always for that affiliation. David, last year you had an exciting celebration where your building here in town went solar. What's the story behind it and how's it going? And I understand you have this interesting meter in the lobby that is a barometer of solar generation and so on. Fill us in.
We decided to put solar power generation in on the buildings that we own on Wilmot. And it's the headquarters building for our bank in Tucson, and really decided to start there with a solar project that would provide 400 kilowatts of power, which is about a third of the total energy used in the building, or roughly 100% of the power that National Bank uses during the day.
Okay.
So the meter is in the lobby, so you can actually see that certainly in the summer days it's generating more power than the cold days that we have right now. But it really is neat and allowed us to actually win-win, provide covered parking for our employees as well. So.
Oh, that's great. Now, when's the valet service kicking in? That's the one I always
valet
wanted.
Valet service, we're not there yet. But
covered parking.
And it's the right thing to do. The solar power is an initial upfront cost with there are some rebates from the federal government and from TEP, and the payback comes over a fairly short period of time, about 5 years, and will allow us then to recoup our investment. But being solar, we have a large recycling program as well, and just trying to lessen our footprint, and it's important to do that these days.
Yeah. Well, I think also to kind of take the stand, again, you're indeed a community-based bank, but you're also a leading business here in the city. So the fact that you folks took that stand and, you know, created the energy, no pun intended, buzz around that perhaps others, because there aren't that many large, you know, compared to other cities, high multi-story buildings that could take advantage of that kind of opportunity. So you paved the way.
We did, and we put it in on our parking field, and it works out great, not only for our employees, which now have free covered parking, but as I mentioned, it was the right thing to do, and it's a neat project. And hopefully with the solar power panels becoming more affordable, we'll see more and more businesses start to do that.
Well, it's also consistent with the new businesses that have been attracted to Tucson to even set up a solar power center of expertise here in the association with the university. So that's kind of consistent with, you know, attracting other business here to our community.
It is. And within Zions Bank, we've actually started a division on alternative energy and financing those products and trying to work with the federal government to come up with innovative products in order to finance these new solar panels for customers.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, we talked about earlier the whole shift and changes in the financial services industry, and Lord knows it has been a difficult 3 years, and there will be those who'll say, and it's not going to change, and those that say, and it will change in the shorter. But if I might offer you, being one of the prominent leaders here in the business community, what keeps you up at night?
Wow, that's a tough question.
Yeah.
There's probably two answers. Number one is that my children won't have jobs here in town.
Yeah.
I'd really love to see them stay here in Tucson, and I was able to do it, and it's nice having your parents in town, and I'd really love to see that for my children. And the economy in Tucson, really, we don't have a lot of large national businesses that are located here. And so it really is just having a vibrant business community that will allow our children to stay in Tucson.
The other thing I might add, though, if you talk to some of those, I look a lot for reverse mentoring. So I want these younger kids to keep me honest of where I am with my consulting business and coaching. You find that the careers they're interested in, though, are different than your and my generation. So the idea of being able to start their own business, that perhaps really what you're doing in your leadership role is continuing to provide that frontier for small businesses. And I think this idea of, well, I'm going to go start my own, it could be something that could be those doors for your three sons, just like it would be for my two children.
Well, that's true. It's scary starting your own business, but certainly the opportunities are there. And in today's economy, it really, with all of the high tech and computer and various software advantages you have, it really is a business. Businesses are, you can start them just about anywhere. So,
well, I would say that one of those things that keeps you up at night, which I suspect this idea of providing for opportunities for your own children, feeds back then into why you're so passionate about what you do with the bank, and you're servicing small and up-and-coming businesses too.
That's correct.
You know, there's a nice link there.
It really is. It's neat to see people grow their business and expand and watch companies develop from small companies to larger companies and start to export, at least out of Tucson, their products and services, or out of southeastern Arizona.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned earlier, and I said in the introduction too, that it kind of goes hand in hand. You're of multiple generations here in Tucson. So what's your vision of the future of what's going to play forward for us as a community?
We always have sunshine.
Indeed.
And it does play a major part. A lot of people are attracted to Arizona and specifically Tucson for the weather that we have and the scenery that we've got. And I think that will continue to play as more and more people retire and look for a nice place to spend the rest of their years. And I think that will really attract a lot of population to Tucson if we can accommodate it, or if we want to even accommodate it.
That's what I was going to ask you, if we want to accommodate it, because I'm a relative outsider, having moved here from Connecticut in 2004. And, of course, it was in years when things were really booming, and we saw this whole corridor between Tucson and Phoenix is going to be overdeveloped by year X and so on. But I also sense this internal tension within our community of those who want the growth and those who don't want the growth.
Yeah.
And I think where you sit, again, servicing the community of small businesses and the growth, that epicenter really is one that's dependent upon change down here.
You really are. And most communities really are dependent on some sort of growth. You really need to either grow at a moderate pace or a sustainable pace, or you start shrinking and turn into some of the other cities that everybody wants to move out of,
exactly. Well, I'm with you about the sunshine, definitely. If we could just get our weather a little bit warmer this month here in Tucson.
Yeah, wait 3 months. It'll be warmer.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. David, part and parcel for you, of course, is your own personal community involvement. And the things, obviously, from what I had read, your connection through your son's efforts, you know, lacrosse, you know, that's quite the sport. But the other involvements, the Conquistadors and the Pima County Bond Advisory Council. Tell me about how your involvements with those organizations have fed your own career for a way so our listeners to understand this idea of balancing where we put our time.
The Conquistadors actually is a great organization that raises money for youth athletics. And I've been involved with the group for probably 12 years. And really, our sole mission is to put on the golf tournament in order to raise money that we in turn give back to the community. And it's run about $1 million a year that we've invested back in to the youth of our community, and primarily sports related, paying for underprivileged kids to be able to take part in sports and really develop the competitive edge that you need to survive in business. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great rewarding experience for me being part of the Conquistadors.
And then the other community efforts that you've been involved with, the Pima County Bond Advisory Council?
The Bond Advisory Council, I joined that for the last bond election, which actually the two bond elections ago, which I believe was 2004, was the first one that was held. And it's really just going through and trying to analyze what the needs are in the community and decide what's the right place to invest and recommend to the voters that we do have or hold a bond election and for what projects.
That's right. Well, I had mentioned in the introduction that you're the steward of 11 branches. And so my question is, are there growth plans for National Bank of Arizona? More branches, or what does a branch of the future look like even?
Banks are getting probably more and more away from concrete branches. Yeah. And I think there will be more branches for National Bank. In this particular period we're in, it probably doesn't make sense to open a new branch. They are expensive mm-hmm. to start out with. But we always continue to look for opportunities. And really the main focus of the bank at this point is loan dollars and getting loans out.
Access to capital for those who want to take the risk and take that jump.
Yep. That's really the focus of the bank, is lending money at this point in time.
That's right. And thus also needing to be obviously pretty discerning and look at the criteria by which you're going to make those loans.
Yeah, it's a challenge. Banks are motivated to lend money. That's how we actually make money. And at the same time, the tolerance for any problem loans is very, very short.
And aren't the rules shifting around those as
well? The rules have gotten very, very stringent. Yeah. So it really falls back on how valid a project is and what the proven track record is of the person that's proposing it.
That's right. Let me ask one final question for you, and that is, how is it you think you've changed through the process of leading change?
Boy, that's a tough question. I just really enjoy watching the other employees that I work with succeed and seeing them grow in their career. And that's been the most rewarding thing for me.
Yeah. So it kind of feeds your own abilities to continue to reach and be fulfilled.
It really is neat to watch people like Leslie and Paula achieve new heights and become involved in the community here and that I've been a part of all my life. So.
That's great. Well, excellent. Well, again, Dave Lyons, who's our guest today, Executive Vice President of National Bank of Arizona's Southern Regional President Area. It's a real pleasure to have you here on Circles of Change. And again, thank you so much for providing the resources for us to keep this show going as well.
Thank you, Zara. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. Happy New Year. Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. New Year.
Thank you.